came through looking like some villains. Big, big, big.
What's going on, everyone? You're listening to Big Chillin', the number one podcast in Hartsville, South Carolina. Episode 17 up in here. Willie, always joined by my co-host, Willie, the man, the myth, the legend. What's going on, brother?
Nothing, man. Just been chilling, man. Big chilling, you know. Haven't been doing much.
I see you rocking that fresh merch right now, dude.
Yep, you know, and there's a link down below if you want to go check it out. Got everything. T-shirts, baseball tees, sweatshirts, hoodies, Corona mask. You know, go check it out. But
Go ahead and cop that. What are you guys doing? It's the freshest merch in the game. Get it while you can, while it's here. Got some big stuff coming soon.
For sure.
So, Willie, man, it's been, first things first. We just came off of an epic weekend of fights. And I kind of got to lay in my bed, dude, because I was so, like, I swear to God, I was so certain of my predictions. But you know what? That's fighting. Anything can happen. Nothing's guaranteed. I picked Dan Hooker to beat Michael Chandler. That just wasn't the case. I picked Conor McGregor to beat Dustin Poirier, even though I said I wouldn't be surprised if Dustin won. But Dustin Poirier pulled it out, man. He redeemed himself. First things I just want to ask, what was your reaction to all of it?
Well, my reaction to the McGregor fight, it was, I couldn't believe it. You know, McGregor never been KO'd before, never been TKO'd, that's never happened to him. So for that to happen is kind of crazy, right?
It was.
You know?
It was. Like I said in the last episode, I wouldn't be surprised if Dustin won. But when I saw McGregor get TKO'd, that part shocked me. Because on the feet, you know, I always just expected Conor to be the better striker. And I still think Conor is the better striker. I think Dustin just came in with a phenomenal game plan. He did the calf kicks. You know, he just took out McGregor's leg. And then, you know, he wasn't able to move anywhere. He pressed him up against the fence, crowded him, and just you know, did
Conor
shots.
Just went down, yeah.
Yeah. That was just crazy. I never in a million years thought McGregor get TKO'd. But props to Dustin, man. I've been a huge fan of his for years. I think a new star was born that night. Even though I've been watching Dustin Poirier since like 2014, I feel like I've been on this journey with him. And that's why I wasn't that upset whenever he won. But Khabib's looking like he's done. He's gone. That leaves Dustin Poirier as the top of the food chain. He's the man to beat at 155 pounds. Willie, I want to ask you this question. UFC booking, fantasy booking here, the lightweight division. What's next for McGregor?
Well, there could be a few things next for McGregor. Obviously, you know, you could run it back with Dustin, get that trilogy going. You could also run it back with Nate Diaz. You can run that back too. It's kind of tough because we were kind of hoping for McGregor to win, so Khabib could come back, get that fight again. But
Dana was pissed.
He was pretty mad.
You can see it on his face, bro.
He was Dana White was so he was so certain that McGregor was going to win too. He said
a lot of people were.
He was telling Khabib, you know, you see what this pay per view is doing. Imagine what you and McGregor could do, you know. So you know, I don't know. It's kind of like threw off the fight game for a little bit. You know it. Things didn't happen the way they were supposed to, I guess, in a way. So, really, I guess anything's up for grabs. I think any of those two trilogy fights would make sense for McGregor.
I think so, too. As a fan, you know, whenever McGregor lost to Diaz, it was like 2-3 months later, they ran it back. And that's what I'd love to see next. But at the same time, it's a little different now because it's looking like Khabib's done. You know, he's retired. I think he comes back. Maybe not anytime soon, but maybe in the future. But as of right now, he just has no plan of fighting again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, as much as I love to see McGregor and Poirier 3 ASAP, at the same time, they did fight. Poirier won. There seems that there's going to be a vacant title. So I kind of feel like Dustin, if they don't put the title on him, which we've seen him do it before,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like they're not. So there needs to be a champion crowned. So I feel like it's going to be Dustin versus someone else. Who that could be, It could be Michael Chandler. It could be Charles Oliveira. I think business-wise, they're going to make it Michael Chandler because they just fought the same night. You know, a lot of eyeballs were on that.
Yeah. Impressive win, too.
Did not, oh my God. Well, here's the thing, right? Dan Hooker did not look like himself. Like, I swear to God, really, whenever I was watching that fight, right, I watched Michael Chandler make his entrance. He looked cool, calm, collected, smiling. I look at Dan Hooker, and I was like, why does Dan Hooker look nervous? Why does he look nervous right now? And whenever the fight began and he just was on the back foot, he wasn't on his toes, coming forward, he was moving backwards, I was like, Chandler's going to beat him. Chandler's going to knock him out. You could see Chandler just trying to, you know, he had that right just loaded up, and then he hit him with the left, and it was just over. It wasn't Dan Hooker, but for people who don't know, I don't know what it was. I mean, it was just Chandler's day. But then again, like, whenever we were watching the fight in Abu Dhabi, it was like 9 a.m. there. So they fought in the morning time over there.
Different than usual.
So I don't know, but Michael Chandler won. I'm curious to see what's next in this lightweight division. I think Chandler versus Poirier for the belt wouldn't make sense business-wise. But Dustin Poirier at the press conference, he wasn't too fond of that idea. He was just like, he beat Dan Hooker. I beat Dan Hooker in my last fight, and I didn't get a chance to fight for the title, so where does that make sense? A lot of people were saying he should fight Charles Oliveira. If you don't know who Charles Oliveira is, go look at his highlights. Dude is a monster. He has the most submission wins in the UFC. He just beat the crap out of Tony Ferguson. He's also like 30, 32 as well. So everyone in that lightweight division, from Gaethje, McGregor, Poirier, Khabib, you know, all of them are like in their prime. Mm-hmm. So it's very exciting to watch. But as far as what's next for McGregor, like you said, you hinted at the Dustin Poirier fight, Nate Diaz fight. I'm down for DS3. I think everyone's down for DS3.
Yeah.
I think my only problem with DS3 is that, you know, Nate Diaz hasn't fought at lightweight in like 5 years. His last win came at, whenever he beat Michael Johnson. That was his last win at lightweight.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been fighting at welterweight ever since. So I feel like even though the fight's cool, I feel like a win over Nate Diaz just doesn't put him in a position to fight for the title.
Yeah, for sure.
If I'm doing fantasy booking, this is what I'm going to do. All right, I'm going to lay it out for you, Fox. All right, I'm going to lay it out for you, okay? Listen to Zach. Or don't listen to me. I could be absolutely wrong. Who knows? But only time will tell. But this is what I'm going to do. All right, I'm doing Michael Chandler, Dustin Poirier, lightweight belt. All right, that fight, the crown, the new champ. Then I'm going to do Conor McGregor versus the man, the highlight, Justin Gaethje.
Figured.
McGregor versus Justin Gaethje. If McGregor beats him, Justin Gaethje's ranked number 2 at the moment. If he beats Justin Gaethje, he could go 5.
He's coming off a loss too, ain't he?
Yep, coming off the loss to Khabib. So, to me, he beats Gaethje, he's right in line for the title shot.
That's another tough matchup for
Conor
right
there. It is, dude.
Dang.
And then for Nate Diaz, there's a man named Tony Ferguson who's ranked number 5. Diaz needs to fight someone who's ranked.
He needs a dub.
Him versus Tony Ferguson, that's 3.
Tony needs a dub too.
That's 3 big fights, you know what I mean, for the lightweight division. And it gets... If Diaz wins, he gets a number next to his name. If McGregor wins, he can fight the winner of Chandler versus Poirier. And then people are going to ask, well, what do you do with Charles Oliveira? I get Charles just beat Tony Ferguson, and he did it impressively. He dominated him, like, I think all 3 rounds were 10-8. But to me, no one really knows. Besides Tony Ferguson, no one knows who else he beat. I mean, he beat Kevin Lee, Jim Miller, but I follow the sport, like, heavenly. So, you know, there's not really that. There's impressive names, but not really notable names that people would know.
For sure.
So I feel like for him, you throw a former champion at him. You throw RDA, Rafael Dos Anjos. He beats Rafael. He's right up there next in line too. So that's what I do next. But yeah, no, it was crazy. I can't believe McGregor got TKO'd. That was insane. But just goes to show that anything can happen in combat sports.
For sure.
But after that, Willie, even though our predictions, my prediction was not correct on that night, our predictions were right on the Super Bowl, baby.
Yeah, we were right. We were right. Super Bowl. I don't think you can mention Super Bowl without mentioning Tom Brady's name, bro. He just does it every year. And I'll be the first to admit, earlier during the podcast, probably like our single digits episodes, I said that I don't see Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. I was wrong. I will say I was wrong. I was wrong to doubt Brady. After I've been saying don't ever doubt Brady, I doubted him. And good, he proved me wrong. I'm glad. Because, like I said, Tom Brady is a different breed in the playoffs.
For real.
Showed up, beat the Saints. Well, first off, he beat the Washington football team.
Shout out to Washington.
Beat the Saints after being humiliated in the first two regular season games.
And me and you were talking about this. We were like, listen, if the Bucs beat the Saints, they are Super Bowl bound.
Yeah, they are.
To us, that was their toughest game to get through. They passed with flying colors. They beat the Green Bay. And now look at them.
Super Bowl bound.
Super Bowl bound.
So now you got Tom Brady facing probably, arguably, the greatest team right now in NFL, the Chiefs. Chiefs beat the Bills impressively and by pretty comfortably.
Yeah.
Even though they struggled a bit with the Bills, with the Browns. You know, they kind of just demolished the Bills, kind of ran over them.
That was also whenever Patrick Mahomes got that concussion, though.
Yeah, that's
the Browns.
Right. That's right.
I was sitting there thinking, it's so weird because, like, I've been saying all year that I thought Kansas City was going to win. Mm-hmm. I thought they were going to go back-to-back, be Super Bowl champions. But whenever they were playing the Browns, you know, I'm kind of drinking the Browns Kool-Aid at the moment. I was like, dude, this is our year. They're going to win. They're going to go. And then, what's the backup quarterback name for?
It's like Chad Henne, I think. Chad Henne.
Yeah, Chad Henne just spoiled it for all Cleveland fans.
Kind of disappointing. I wanted them to win just so the Chiefs wouldn't go to
the
Super Bowl.
Oh my God, if the Browns were to go, dude, that'd be so crazy. But I think if the Browns would have won, I think they would have lost to the Bills.
Yeah.
I think they would have lost to the Bills.
I was cheering out for the Bills as well, just so the Chiefs, you know, didn't have a chance to play against the Bucks, but obviously, you get the best two teams out of each division, each conference. So you're left with the Bucks versus the Chiefs. Mind to say, the Bucks do have home field advantage. It's gonna be tough, man. Who do you see winning, bro?
You know,
how do you see this going?
You know, Willie, we've talked about this a lot, and I've joked around about it. But sometimes, you know, I know there's a lot of things you can't fake in life. I get it. There's a lot of things you can't fake. But, you know, I remember saying this from, like, maybe episode one when we started this podcast. I was like, bro, the Super Bowl is in Tampa. They got to win. They got to win. And, you know, next thing you know, they're going. I don't think the Buccaneers have ever been to a Super Bowl.
They have. Actually, I think they... I forgot who they played, but this was like years ago. But they haven't been in a few years,
but
sure.
But it's just like, you know, so the irony, you know, the Super Bowl's in Tampa, and Tampa Bay Buccaneers are Super Bowl bound.
I mean, that's just what happens when you add the GOAT in the football team, bro. When you add one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, and you remove Jameis Winston, that gives you 30 interceptions a season. Tom Brady has those interceptions, you know? He knows how to take care of the ball. He's not turning the ball over as much as Jameis Winston, even though he does turn it over quite a bit sometimes. That's just what happens, man. He just knows his position. He just knows how to play the game.
Yeah.
So when you add a quarterback like that, you add Gronk, you add Leonard Fournette, you add all these pieces, AB, you know, that's what you're going to get, bro.
Shoot, they don't even need Antonio Brown,
yeah,
bro.
They beat Green Bay without Antonio Brown. Mm-hmm. And the offense was looking scary. Now you add Antonio Brown into the mix now against the Chiefs. It's looking very scary.
It's a good game.
But the Bucs going to have to stop Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill set a record in the NFL playing against the Bucs when they first played in regular season. He set a record for like 200 plus yards in one quarter, in the first quarter. So They're going to have to learn how to stop that man. How? You probably can't. You probably can't. You probably can't stop that man, bro.
You know, this is going to be fun because it's kind of like the old guard versus the new guard. You know what I mean? The greatest of all time, kind of the face that's been around for years, for a decade, versus the new face. The new face of the NFL. The new poster child.
Yeah.
The future GOAT, some may say, Patrick Mahomes. Willie, I know you asked me who I thought was going to win. I don't even think I answered your question. And to tell you the truth, I don't know. I feel like the Chiefs. I've been riding with the Chiefs, so I got to say the Chiefs. But I feel like some shady shit's going to happen with some referee flags or whatever, and the Buccaneers are going to win, all right? So I say the Chiefs, but I feel like the Bucs are going to get it done. I feel like you have the opposite feeling.
I want the Bucs to win simply because – you know, Tom Brady, but I don't know, bro. I think it might be the passing of the torch, man. I think Patrick Mahomes gets the job done and just beats Tom Brady at his own playground. And this is where we crown Patrick Mahomes as the new face, solo face of the NFL.
Yep.
I hope I'm wrong. Hopefully Tom Brady gets the dub. But Tom Brady has too many rings.
He's got six, right?
He's got two. Yeah, he's got six. But if Patrick Mahomes gets a ring, he can catch up to Tom Brady. He can really do it.
Patrick Mahomes is like, what, 23, 24?
He's like 24, 25, probably.
He's young. Lamar Jackson's 24.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson's even younger. So, but I see the Chiefs winning. As much as it hurts to say that. You know, I got the Chiefs winning. Deep down inside, I want Tom Brady to win. I want the Bucs to win. Low key hoping, knowing that they will win. But I'm gonna go and say the Chiefs will win. It's gonna be tough.
I don't know. All I'm saying is to all the listeners out there listening to us right now, be on the watch for some shady shit, okay? Just be on the watch for some shady shit.
Don't be on the watch Super Bowl
game, all right?
No shady shit will happen.
Nah, it'd be cool to see Tom Brady win. You know what I mean? I just feel like, and I'll ask you this, Willie. I'll go a step further. If Tom Brady wins, does he retire?
I would. But then again, why would you if you're at an all-time high? Tom Brady said he'll retire when he sucks. I don't think we've seen a year that he sucked. I don't think we've seen a time that he's sucked. That's what he said back in a few years ago. He said, I'll retire when I suck. If you keep going to the Super Bowls, why would you retire? I think he has one year left in his contract with Tampa. I think he signed a 2-year deal when he first signed with them. So they're definitely going to run it back if they don't win. That's for sure. They could. That's for sure.
I'm just curious because, you know, you've always heard the saying, you know, Father Time is undefeated. It catches up with everyone. You know, we've seen Brady have a few crap games, but for the most part, you know, when it's time to show out, he shows out. So I am curious with that. I don't know, man. If Tom Brady was the win, and let's say he doesn't, which we'll get to that in a minute, but if Tom Brady was the win, I feel like it would be pretty cool if he was to retire. You know, go out on top.
Yeah, I would. I would definitely. But, of course, we're not Tom Brady. That dude's going to do whatever he wants.
I thought it was funny, dude. Like, he's won, like, so many AFC championships.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? He goes to the NFC, and he already ties Drew Brees and
Aaron Rodgers. With NFC titles and stuff.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's a crazy stat, though.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady has as many NFC titles as Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers.
Let that sink in.
His first year in the NFC, too, by the way. It's crazy. Of course, everybody mad. You know, they say it's rigged and whatnot, but I mean, you just can't deny it. The motherfucker is good. He's great. He's awesome.
He is. I thought it was funny whenever we had our good friend Dale on the podcast. And if you guys haven't checked that out, go listen to the episode with Dale Boykin. He actually has a story with Tom Brady. So it was actually that. I don't know. He seemed like a really cool guy. So, but yeah, man, I don't know. It's gonna be a good game. Super Bowl. The weekend's gonna be doing the halftime show, so I don't know, man. It's gonna be a fun game
for sure. For sure, for sure. It's gonna be interesting.
But you're saying the Bucks. Final prediction, you're saying
I'm saying the Chiefs. I'm saying it's the passing of the torch right here. This is where Patrick Mahomes cements his legacy.
Oh, dude, but like, in fact, what I'm saying, let's say Tom Brady doesn't win, right?
Mm-hmm.
What he accomplished this season was just spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? To go through legendary quarterbacks like Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, first time being in the NFC and win the championship there. I mean, you know, you could arguably put this season up with one of his best ever.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He is definitely one of his greatest playoff runs in a long time, I feel. You know, to beat those two legendary quarterbacks, you know.
And especially do it without Belichick.
Yeah, that's right. You know, did it with a different team also. You know, everybody was hoping Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, or Drew Brees and Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. But, you know, he just had those games in the playoffs. And I guess that I feel that's what you would have got. You would have got the same result if they would have met in the playoffs if Tom Brady was still in the on the Patriots. But, yeah, he, for sure, one of his best playoff runs. I mean, one of his best seasons, really. He's like, top five in passing yards. You know, he threw for, like, probably, I think, plus 40-plus touchdowns this season. Or he's accounted for 40-plus touchdowns this season. He did. He did really good.
Dang.
He did really good.
Might have a Super Bowl party.
Yep. And now, what did I say? What do you think's next for Drew Brees, bro? He's about to retire from the looks of it.
Well, yeah, I think he is done.
You think he's done? I don't think it's officially official, but I think it's coming to an end already. I think he done. I mean,
it's tough, right? I mean, I kind of feel for Drew Brees, right? Because, I mean, he is one of the greatest quarterbacks ever.
Yeah.
He's definitely up there, and, you know, he's came so close to knocking on the door.
Of the Super Bowl,
he just comes up short, you know what I mean? So I kind of feel for him in that way. I don't know. I think it just depends, you know, if he's accomplished everything he wants to and he's made his money and he's fine with walking away, then walk away.
Yeah.
You know, who is anyone to tell someone when they need to quit, you know?
For sure.
I mean, if he still has love and wants to compete, do it. But if you're happy with your career and just ready to adventure off in other things, then, you know, go do your thing.
Oh, yeah. Another news, it was, I think Aaron Rodgers, obviously, I don't think he's retiring, or I don't think he's even leaving to any other team. I feel bad for him, too. That guy's been so close, knocking on the doorstep, too, like he said. It just always comes up short for whatever reason. I read a stat, he was like 1-4 in the NFC Championship games. 1-4. And for a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, you know, that's kind of unacceptable considering how great he is. And, you know, he's considered one of the GOATs, too. So, it kind of sucks for him. And in other news of quarterback, though, it's officially said that Deshaun Watson has requested a trade. It's official that he has requested a trade from the Houston Texans.
I think, you know, last podcast we touched on that. And we were saying, like, Atlanta, you know, maybe the Patriots.
The Patriots, yeah.
And then I see some report about him going to the Jets, bro. The Jets? Willie, tell me no. Tell me it can't be, Willie. Tell me it can't be.
Right.
Why
now.
Would you leave a shitty team to go to a shittier team? I don't get it. No. Willie, no.
I can't even vouch for him or say anything to help his case.
Oh, he's trolling, bro. He's trolling right now. This dude legit had the Atlanta Falcons logo on his jacket. And he talk about the Jets?
It's really not up to Deshaun Watson, really. It's up to the team. Obviously, the team's going to accept whatever trade they feel is more that benefits them the most. But the Jets.
You had all these big teams like the Saints, Patriots.
There's like a money line like for betting to bet what team Deshaun Watson goes to. And obviously you got the Jets first. Then you got like, I think you got Miami second. You got the San Francisco third. You got Patriots. Then I saw an interesting team that really caught my eye. was the Cowboys. I get it, but they haven't paid Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott's out, right? So you're telling me Deshaun Watson on the Cowboys, wouldn't it be nice?
It would be.
It would be nice.
He's got wide receivers. He's got a great running back.
Running back, great O-line.
And obviously, you know, the Cowboys, even without Dak, I feel like if they would have had Dak, they would have won the division.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
But, you know, even without him, they still found a little success.
Mm-hmm.
So you had Watson in there. That'd be fun to watch. I think my only problem with that is I like Dak Prescott. I like what he stands for. I like what he represents. I like him as a person. I've never met him, but just, you know, his character.
Yeah, for sure. I like that. How he presents himself, yeah.
I'm a fan of that. And I'm just like, you know, if Watson goes there, you know, what's that, where does that leave Dak? I think that's why Dak, I'm not 100% on board with that.
Dak, his contract ends with them this year, so this was his final year. He was on a, what's it called? He was on franchise tag, so they signed him for 1 year. It was like, what, like $29 million or something like that around those lines. So his contract's over, and now it's up to the team if they want to sign him back. Obviously, he's just coming off a torn ACL. Players aren't really the same after injuries like that. You know, you have Tom Brady. You know, you have some cases where they are, but you also gamble, is he going to get injured again? Is he going to play the same like how he has been playing? You know? But I think Deshaun Watson actually tore his ACL as well. I might be mistaken. I know Joe Burrow did. Anyways, I don't know, man. Like, it's up to the Cowboys if they really want to pay Dak Prescott his money, or if they want to franchise tag him, or if they want to throw all the eggs in one basket to get Deshaun Watson, you know. You know, another trade, San Francisco. You got Jimmy G. You can throw Jimmy G in the mix, throw him in a trade, throw a first few round picks. You know?
You know, I heard something. I don't know how true it is, but I thought I read something somewhere where, you know, Cam Newton, he only had 1 year with the Patriots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I saw something where he might go to the Washington football team. I saw something where he might
reunite with Ron Rivera.
Yeah. I saw something like that.
That'll be interesting. Actually, I didn't mean to cut you off, but
right, go ahead.
The quarterback that played, I forgot his name.
What, the Washington football
team? Yeah.
Alex Smith?
No. The one that played in the playoffs.
He did
really, really, really good.
He
like,
did do good.
I think they just need to re-sign him. They just need to sign him to a little deal. He did pretty good against the Bucks. He did pretty good. But obviously, you know, who would you rather have? Him or Cam Newton? But I feel Cam Newton on the...
Was it Kyle Allen?
No.
I'm trying to figure out who that was. I forgot what his name. I know you're talking about, though, because he did do really well. He did very good.
But yeah, you know, you have a choice. It was Heinicke.
Heinicke.
Yeah, the quarterback, Heinicke. He did really good. I like that, though. Cam Newton back with Ron Rivera. They got a nice running game in Washington. They got Antonio Gibbs and another running back, I forgot their name. I can't even think of right now, but they got a really good running game. You know, obviously you have the likes of Terry, Scary Terry at wide receiver. They got a good team. It would be interesting to see Cam Newton and how he'd work there. I think he would bring – he wouldn't put them – I don't think he'll put them back a step. I think he either keeps them where they're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or brings them at least one step further.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. If the Cowboys had Dak Prescott, they would have won that division, I feel.
I think so, pretty too. Easily. I feel that way, too.
And for them to even...
You know, the Washington football team won it this year, but...
It was close. It was decided by one game, you
mm-hmm.
know.
That was the worst division.
And that's embarrassing. That's kind of embarrassing.
That was the worst division in the NFL.
But, yeah, you know, that's all that's going on. Will Deshaun Watson go to the Jets? Who knows? Only he will know, and the teams will know. I don't know, shit, by the time you listen to this, he might have gone somewhere already. You know, it's going to be interesting. Whoever gets him, though, they're going to have a stud for the next 5-6 years.
100%. You know, I remember you preaching this from like the first or second episode that Watson would rot, you know,
he's gotta get out of there.
In Houston without a Super Bowl, you know what I mean? And I remember when J.J. Watt, I remember after they lost, they were walking off the field and J.J. Watt was like, you know, we wasted a year for you. Like, this was a year wasted for you of all the potential you have. So I'm excited to see what's next. I can't wait to see how it goes. But hopefully he goes somewhere good. I really don't want to see him go through the Jets, but, you know, I don't know.
Maybe he knows something we don't know, bro. Maybe that team's going to be phenomenal. We just don't know it yet.
Yeah, you know, maybe Antonio Brown leaves Tampa and goes to the Jets, bro.
It would be a nice division, though. You got Josh Allen, Deshaun Watson, Tua. Let's say Tua steps it up. You know, those are three young quarterbacks.
Hey, my man Fitzpatrick's the man, dude.
He is the man. Hey, no, he is the truth. He is the man. But, you know, you got young quarterbacks there. And obviously, the Patriots, who knows what they're going to do. I don't know what they're doing at quarterback right now.
Jimmy G, return home.
Jimmy G could return home.
Return home.
He could. I don't know why he left.
I remember you were pissed when that happened.
I was pretty mad. That made no sense, bro.
You were like, what the hell? Why is Jimmy G leaving the Patriots?
I told you, bro. I told you, bro. They shouldn't have traded him, bro. They shouldn't have traded him. Because then Tom Brady left, and they went to ship. I told you, bro, they shouldn't have got rid of him.
Yep, 100%. 100%. But how you looking at basketball fantasy, man? Have you stayed up on tabs on it or not really? Or
I've stayed up on tabs on it, can't lie. I'll just, you know, if someone's injured, you know, I'll take them out. But I haven't really looked too much into it. But I am on a little win streak on both leagues. I'm actually undefeated in one league.
Yeah.
I'm 4-0, about to go 5-0. Not even jinxing myself. That's how confident I am. So, yeah, I'm running away in that league.
Back on.
The other league, I'm coming back. I was down 3-1. Now I'm about to tie it back up.
Yeah. You're 2-3 at the moment.
Yeah.
And me and Chase are tied for 1. It's looking like I'm going to lose to Justice. Justice, listen, bro, he didn't pay attention in NFL fantasy.
He knows his basketball,
this
bro.
This dude is on in basketball, bro.
He knows his basketball.
This dude
bro.
Is freaking. Well, he's 3-2, shockingly, but he's got a good team, bro. Like, look at his team. He's got Steph Curry. He's got LeBron James. He's got freaking Bradley Beal. I mean, he's got a pretty stacked team at the moment.
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't even think my team's the stackest. Like, my team's all right, but I don't know. They just performing, I guess.
Yeah, I picked up Kemba Walker.
Yeah,
I picked him. I saw him. He was hurt for so long, and then I saw he was healthy, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to pick Kemba up, bro. He did pretty good for me. He got me the dub against Mason. But, yeah, right now Justice is killing me, dude. He's got 901 points, and I have 695 points.
Damn, he is killing you. I do want to say, though, I think last week I handed Cody his first L.
Did you?
I did. Sorry about that, Cody, if you're listening. By the way, shout out to Cody.
There's two leagues. Cause was it in this league, or was it in the league that Cody's like, nah, I didn't draft that. Yeah. He has James Harden and Ben Simmons.
That's the sports dudes group chat.
Sports dudes.
And the other league, yeah, he was undefeated. I had to give him the L. Sorry about that, Cody. I know you was talking your shit, talking about you were undefeated and all that, but
dude.
But when you come around Willie B Avenue, you get handed the L. So sorry about that.
In the sports dudes league, it's legit like a long shot, bro. You're like ahead of everyone.
I know. Like, I told you I'm undefeated.
Listen, Willie's 4-0. I'm 2-2. Cody's 2-2. Then we head to the West. We got Earl, who's 3-1. Chase, who's 1-3. And
Cam's
then Cam,
on
who's
4.
4.
And wow. I'm about to be 5-0. 5-0 right here.
Yeah,
Earl's about to go 4-1.
Killing me right now.
Earl's about to go 4-1. Cam, looking like he's about to get his first dub against my boy Chase. Shout out to
next.
Cam and Chase.
I got Chase next.
Who do I got? I don't even know who I got
I
next.
I think I should beat Chase.
Who do I got next? I got Cody next, free dub, easy dub. Might as well call me 6-0.
Oh yeah, if me and Chase were playing right now, I'd be beating them. But I don't think no one's kept up with the NFL fantasy, man. I mean the
NBA. I don't think
NBA.
So either, bro.
Like, no one ever talks about it, or and I think, you know, for people who've done fantasy, they know what we're talking about. But for people who don't, you know, when you do NFL fantasy, everyone plays like within 2 days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
to where basketball, like, everyone plays different nights, and, like, if you have your lineup, you know, you could have two players play one night, five the next night. Like, it's just...
It's just all kind of confusing. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I don't know. I feel pretty confident, though. I think I'm going to go outside on a limb, and I think I'm going to win both leagues. I'm not even lying to you. I'm coming back, bro. I'm coming back in the main league.
You know, I'm just ready for football fantasy. I'm excited for football fantasy next year, dude. We're going to have so much fun. How many people can you have in a league?
You can have up to like 16 or 12. I might be mistaken. Oh, really? Or 14 or something.
We're not going that deep.
No, we're not. But yeah, you can have up to those many people. Obviously, we'll do like an 8-man, a little 10-man. It depends who all wants to play. If any of y'all want to play, hit us up. You know, we'll add you in.
You're the Big Chillin' supporters, the listeners. Hit us up if you want to play. DM us on Instagram, our Twitter, our Facebook. Yeah. We're everywhere.
Come get your ass beat. We'll show you how we do it at Big Chillin'.
Facts. But I'm excited. It's kind of sad that football fantasy ended. I'm really excited for next year because I'm coming for the crown, bro. I'm coming for my jersey, bro. I'm coming for the free jersey.
Can't get it if you can't win, cuz. You can't get it if you can't win, cuz.
It's actually super fun. Like, I know people are just like, you know, I don't watch football. But you really don't even have to watch football to play. You know what I mean? Because when you do the fantasy, like...
It's all about numbers.
Yeah, like, it tells you the numbers and, like, you know, the best options for you. And, you know, anyone can play. So... It's definitely a joy to do. Can't wait for next year. I'm already putting my team together in my mind. Who I'm going to get, bro.
Bro, your ass, bro. You're already coming for it, bro.
Bro, I was one win away from playoffs, bro. One win away. Man. Next year, I'm coming for it, baby.
I was one win away from being champion both leagues, man.
Yeah, Cam won that one, didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. Cam did say one of us were going to win. He said, I think it's either me or Willie that's going to win.
I know.
He was right about that.
At the beginning, everyone was like, Chase.
Yeah.
Because Chase is doing good. Chase was hot for like a hot minute.
Then I hit him with the reality check. Sorry, cuz. So sorry about that. Had to hit you with it.
Yeah, Chase made the playoffs, didn't he?
Yeah, I played him in the playoffs.
He did.
Got his ass
whooped. Yeah, bro. Chase had two teams too, bro. Two teams.
How you cheat and lose? That's what I'm confused about.
How you got two teams and still don't come out on top, bro? That's what I want to know, bro.
Next year will obviously be different. No two teams allowed. Obviously, we're going to have different owners in leagues. You know, we're going to have different league managers. I think I'm going to be one league manager for one league. I don't care who's the other manager in another league.
I'm going to be the league manager. I'm going to get that first pick in the draft, baby.
You're going to fuck it up. You know what? Yeah, you can't be league manager. You're going to fuck it up.
I'm going to get the first pick, baby.
I don't know who you're going to get. You're probably going to get, like... I don't know. Somebody asked, bro. Who you about to get, bro? If you had a first pick, who would you get, man?
Nah, I can't tell you. I ain't spilling sauce, bro. Nah, I can't even do it, dude.
Damn, almost had it.
Just know, you'll see it when you see it.
All right, we'll see. We'll see if you draft
dude,
right.
Dude, you would be slag, bro. Like, to me, the funnest part of fantasy is the draft. Like, I enjoy doing the draft. And most of these people just be doing auto drafts, bro.
I did auto draft in basketball a few rounds.
To me, that junk ain't even fun, bro. And then people complain, like, oh, I didn't draft my team. We gave you a time. There's a group chat. We're like, yo, at 9 o'clock, we're doing the draft, all right?
Shit, I didn't really draft like half my team in both leagues, and I haven't really complained. I mean, I probably did just mention I didn't draft, but I ain't complaining. Top of the league in one, coming back in another. I'm doing pretty good from what hand I was dealt with. So
yeah, I got fourth place in one league and like fifth in the other league.
Sucks to suck, man.
Which I mean, there was like 10 people in both. So you know, I'll take it. You know what I mean?
First year.
It wasn't last. You know.
First year.
Wasn't last.
I got top four. I think I got third place, last year's. So it's one step further. I got a dub.
Yeah.
And got second place in another league.
But I know Chase, because Chase takes fantasy very serious. If you've heard, I forgot what episode podcast it was when Chase was on, you could hear how serious he takes fantasy.
You can see how passionate he was about it.
And if you don't know, we got a clip on Instagram, so go check it out.
You can hear him fussing at me the next 30 seconds.
That's one of my favorite clips ever. He went like all Alex Jones, bro. He was
screaming at me, bro. I was scared. I thought he was going to hit me. At that point, I was just going to be like, Chase, you're right. I'm sorry. Whatever.
Just take it easy, man. Just take it easy. It ain't that deep. For real, bro. I thought friendships were about to end, bro. We didn't even have nothing on the line, bro. There's no money, nothing, dude.
I can't wait till next year. That shit's about to be crazy. That shit's going to go crazy.
Yeah, friendships that we've had for like 13 years about to end.
I mean, sorry, cause I gotta win a jersey. So sorry for everybody. Bro, watch.
If we do that, we gotta make sure, like, I don't know, cause you know how people are, bro, with the money and stuff. Like, if you win, like, we kind of need the money up front, sort of, but it's like,
we're just
gonna be a problem.
We're just gonna need the money before you enter the league. Mm-hmm. Like, for you to get sent the link, you gotta put the money in. And it's not even that much.
What's about $10?
Yeah, it depends how much the jersey is. Like, and who cares? Like, I'll put the rest in for the jersey. It's not even that big of a deal. It's probably like $80-$100 for a jersey. It's not that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't expect a damn fucking $300 jersey. Nah, that's not what we're doing. We're just doing like a $100 jersey, you know.
Yeah.
It's not that much, so.
Yeah, I mean, if we were all to put like $10 or $20
in. 10, 15 in. Mm-hmm. It all equals up, you know. It depends how many people we have in the league.
Yeah. It'll I definitely wouldn't be like too much. Because then almost all the good players are gone. You're like, fuck. But
I think a little 8-man, even a 10-man was straight. That's where 10, I
because we had 10.
We had the 8-man, and then the other league was 10.
So I think 10's a good number.
Yeah, the main one was 10.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was 8.
8.
And it was pretty good.
Yeah.
So I think around those two numbers, it'll be all right. Just no more, no less.
Depends who all wants to play and actually play for real.
Yeah, you know, money up front, sorry.
I'm not saying take it seriously, because it's all fun. It's all fun, but, you know, like, definitely, like...
You're playing for something.
People who want to, you know, compete and, you know.
Talk a little smack, talk a little junk here and there.
Yeah, that joke was intense, bro.
Don't be too sensitive now. Don't be a Chase. I'm joking, Chase.
Or a Mason.
Or a Mason. Y'all gonna start crying and whatnot.
For real.
Y'all gonna start crying as soon as the trade goes through, complaining about how unfair it is. We ain't gonna have none of that going on.
Facts.
You better get kicked off, keeping the money. It's too easy.
100%. But yeah, man. And like I said, guys, you know, get your merch.
Go ahead and get it. The link will be in down below in the description of this podcast.
It will be. So make sure you cop that.
Follow the IG as well.
Follow the IG. That will all be in the description below.
Got a Twitter. Go follow that as well.
Yep. All of that. We got some exciting things planned for you guys. We got some exciting guests lined up. That will be announced soon. Right now, you know, with the... I don't know. Everything's just been busy, you know, in our personal lives, school, college, work. But we're going to put out these podcasts as much as we can because we enjoy it and we enjoy the support. The support you guys give us means so much to us. We got a lot of big things coming. So stay tuned. But like I said, guys, get the merch. It supports us. And if you get the merch, tag us in it on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, and we will give you guys a shout out. But also, guys, leave us a review, share with your friends, and we hope you guys have a great weekend. We will see you guys soon.
Peace. Spilling, got my drink spilling. All these haters mad now, cause I've been winning. Yeah, I'm nice with it. Roll the dice with it.